The latest top reason given for moving the Alamo Cenotaph from its position of prominence in front of the Long Barrack is that it blocks the view of the Alamo and could free up space for ceremonies. Like most of the bull bleep coming out of P. Bush's office in the city of San Antonio, this is beyond preposterous. The cenotaph is only in the line of sight if you approach the Alamo from the northwest corner around a city street corner. Most everyone, I'd assert over 80% who visits the Alamo, approaches from the side of the Riverwalk in the historic Menger Hotel, putting the cenotaph well in the background, blocking only the view of an intersection. The Express News listed the pros and cons of moving the cenotaph, and in addition to the ridiculous number one pro already mentioned, one of the three cons to moving the cenotaph was this. The cenotaph would be marginalized in that new proposed spot near shops, cafe seating, and a designated free speech zone envisioned in a proposed makeover of the plaza. Think about it. The people who want to move it and reimagine the Alamo and Alamo Plaza originally justified the larger plaza project by saying that having commerce such as t-shirt shops and tourist trap businesses visible from the grounds is insulting to the memory of Alamo. But now those same people want to take the only thing at Alamo which directly recognizes the fight for independence, liberty, and memorializes those who gave their lives in the fight and move it to where? Near shops, cafe seating, and designated free speech zone where it's no doubt anti-Texas, anti-Alamo defender screeds will be spewed by leftist freedom haters. These folks are hypocrites and they need to be stopped. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.